Orban's first couple of years in power, he presided over taking the number of registered religious organizations in Hungary, sort of churches and synagogues and mosques, etc. There were 350 of those, and in his first year, he cut them down to 32. And by removing the tax-exempt status from the others, he literally pushed hundreds of mostly small evangelical Christian denominations out of the country. So you can decide for yourself whether that looks like Christian democracy. But on the question about dictatorship and being the ultimate 21st century dictator, you know, I think that when we think about dictatorships, we have in mind, you know, Hitler, Stalin. They come with big ideology and they repress their populations. In fact, the modern human rights movement really grew out of a list of the, you know, horrible things that were done under those dictatorships. So what's a 21st century dictatorship? Well, it governs in a very different kind of way. So first of all, you know, the mass human rights violations that we saw in the 20th century are not Orban's stock in trade. In fact, if anything, what he does is he exerts economic pressure against his opponents. And of course, in a world that's been made safe for capitalism, economic interests are not protected by rights. So if you lose your job, if your business goes under, if you're denied social welfare benefits, if there's no unemployment insurance, you can't claim any of those things as a matter of right. But you can certainly feel pressure if the government controls all of those things and keeps you in line with these kinds of economic pressures. So Orban has kind of analyzed these 20th century dictatorships and stepped into all of these places that, you know, still allow him to exercise this immense pressure on the people that he's trying to control without ever stepping over the line of violating human rights. So that makes him a very different kind of dictator.
Professor, last year, Fox News host Tucker Carlson took a show to Hungary. I had said it was Sean Hannity, but it was Carlson, where Tucker Carlson repeatedly praised Orban's immigration policies. This is what he said.
That is exactly why Democrats become hysterical when you mention the obvious successes that are on display here in Hungary on the immigration question. They don't want you to know that there is an option to the chaos and filth and crime growing all around us. We don't have to live like that anymore. Actually, we could have a functioning country.
So if you can comment on this and the whole white nationalist trend in the United States, some of the people actually modeling themselves on Orban as Orban followers.
Yeah, in fact, it's exactly on immigration that you see the sharpest parallels, you know, between Orban and Trump. So, you know, if you know the what Trump did to stop immigration, he first built a wall. Well, Viktor Orban first built a fence. Then Trump pushes the people who are seeking asylum back across the border to wait in this kind of limbo before they can get into the country. Orban set up these things he called transit zones, which again were a kind of limbo as people awaited, you know, entry. The similarities between Trump and Orban are so extreme that there was even a point about 6 months before the U.S. started doing it when Orban started separating parents and children. Now, they didn't lose track of which parents were connected to what kids, as happened here, but they decided that they had no human rights obligation to feed the parents in these transit camps, but they did have an international obligation to feed the children.
We have 10 seconds, Professor.
Oh, yeah. They took the children, fed them, and then brought them back to their parents so the kids couldn't share food. So all of that was stuff Trump copied.
Well, Professor Kim Lane Shepley, Professor of Sociology and International Affairs at Princeton University, specializing in the rise and fall of constitutional government, focusing on Hungary. That does it for our show. We'll do part two with Professor Shepley and post online at democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Produced with Renee Feltz, Mike Burke, Messiah Rhodes. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to episode 2229 of Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD, and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYP, WKYWLP, Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania. I am Mando Richard. I've got a show for you that I know you will enjoy. We'll start off on the liquored up side of the family. We'll end up on the gospel side of the family. And in between, who knows? Well, we're going to start off our liquored up side of the family set with the Dry Branch Fire Squad.
I walked in the roadside tavern. The smell of drink was in the air. I threw my money on the counter. This pretty young maid was standing there. My thoughts, they drifted so far from me. As I looked up on her smiling face, I knew she was my kind of woman. No one on earth place. I said when working hours are over, I would just love to see you home. She said, young man, that is my pleasure. Soon we found ourselves alone. We threw our arms around each other. I felt the knife stick in her back. She turned and saw her lover running and said his name is Barbara Jack.
Danger, la bande, la volée, va parler nous avoir.
importe, c'est dans le grand danger, faudra travailler toute ta vie. Tu m'as attrapé de grands reproches. Forme-toi grand pour rien, t'as tout gaspillé mon bien. Forme-toi grand pour rien, t'as tout gaspillé mon bien. Oh, parlez-nous à moi, non pas du mariage. Toujours dans le printemps, nos jolis temps passés.
It's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard, fully endorsed by the Big Possum String Band.
And now we're going to have a bit of Baby Stovepipe with some Whiskey Before Breakfast. Let her go!
My letter, if I wrote you, you asked me not to call you on the phone, but there's something I'm wanting to tell you, so I wrote it in the words of this song. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life. The glamour of the gay nightlife has lured you to the places where the wine and liquor flow, where you wait to be anybody's baby and forget the truest love you'll ever know. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life.
Night, the jukebox playing the tune about the wild side of life. as I listen to the words you are saying. It brings memories when I was a trustful wife. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong. It's a shame that all the blame is on us women. It's not true that only you men feel the same. From the start, most every heart that's ever broken was because there always was a man to blame. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong.
Well, while I'm bopping along to the American Cafe Orchestra, do Abe's Retreat, and then Boys, the Buzzards Are Flying, from their Egyptian Dominoes record, which came out in 1987. Anyway, while I'm bopping along to that, let me tell you about the Liquored Up set that opened up today's Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the show, we heard from the Dry Branch Fire Squad from back in the late 1980s doing Girl at the Roadside Inn. And then we heard from the Balfour Brothers from, I think, in the 1960s, doing Parlez-nous au bois, or Let Us Speak About Drinking. Yeah. And then we heard a call and response. First, we heard Hank Thompson's hit, The Wild Side of Life. And then Kitty Wells' answer, It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. Yeah, those are both from 1952. Next, you're going to hear a conversation with guitarist and entertainer John Shane. And he's going to talk about the CD he put out in 2017 called Getting Handy with the Blues, and the book he's just put out, in which he details how he managed to move these W.C. Handy tunes to the guitar. And we're going to start the interview off by hearing John Shane play on the guitar perhaps W.C. Handy's most famous song, The St. Louis Blues. Heard guitarist John Shane play W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues from his record Getting Handy with the Blues, a musical tribute to W.C. Handy. And I've caught up with John here in bucolic Millwood, Virginia. John, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So when did you put out this record, Getting Handy with the Blues, a tribute to the legacy of W.C. Handy?
This album came out in 2017, I believe. I was doing a project for an arts council down in New Bern, North Carolina, where they were doing a series of concerts of American composers. And Steve Kelly down there asked me if I would do a whole evening of W.C. Handy music. And I said to him, you realize W.C. Handy did not play the guitar, right? He said, of course, I know that, but I think you could do it. It'll be a nice challenge. And I put him off for about 18 months, and finally I did it because I knew it would be months of work. And I learned a whole set of material, all from the 19-teens and 20s. And then after I learned it, I thought, well, I should record this stuff. And I made an album, and it's called Getting Handy with the Blues. And I didn't really think much of it until they started playing it on the big satellite radio station.
Wow, so you started getting airplay with this.
I did.
And not just familiar tunes that everybody knows, like St. Louis Blues, but you're doing lots of different things.
Yeah. There's about half of the music is written by W.C. Handy, and the other half are acts that were associated with him that he produced and published on his own labels and companies. A lot of these songs that are on the record were originally done either on piano or as a jazz orchestra, like a ragtime orchestra, as Handy played the cornet as his main instrument. But a lot of them were also female vocals. So you have Ethel Waters and Bessie Smith and Mamie Smith. Some of the greatest jazz and blues vocalists of their day played this material.
You even got one song on here that was written by, or co-written by, his daughter Lucille.
Yes, this is the Deep River Blues, not to be confused with Doc Watson's version. And it's a really interesting composition. Should we give that a listen?
Sure. Does somebody sing it with you?
No, I do all the vocals.
Oh, my God. John Shane is going to prove why he should always hire a female vocalist as you listen to him play and sing.
It's actually sung from a man's perspective. So.
Well, John says he's justified in singing the Deep River Blues, right?
Justified.
Here we go. The Deep River Blues by John Shane from his record that's about 5 years old now called Getting Handy with the Blues.
My heart is breaking as I watch the evening tide. Because I'm over here, my gal is on the other side. Deep river, when I feel worried, I come to you. I come and sit beside you when I'm feeling blue. You're the only one I can tell my troubles to. If I had the means, I'd go to New Orleans. But right at this time, I ain't got a dime to spare. At the break of day, you'll find me gone away. There's no one to care or want to know where I'm gone. If I get the blues, I'll take off my shoes, I'll look to the Lord and jump overboard and drown.
Sitting out here in Millwood, Virginia, where I'm one of the campers and John Shane is one of the teachers, and we're talking about his music of W.C. Handy as performed on the guitar. And the folks just heard him playing and singing Deep River Blues, co-written by Eddie Green and Lucille Handy. Did her dad publish the tune?
Yes, yes. This one, I think, came out in the 1920s, 24, something like that. And Handy at that point was already probably close to 50 years old. So his adult daughter would have probably been in her 30s at that point when she recorded it. Interestingly, he still has a grandson, Carlos Handy, who, I mean, this W.C.
Still today, in 2022.
Yes, and he's alive. And yes, W.C. Handy was born in the 1870s. And Carlos Handy is not a young man, but he is running the Handy Foundation, which raises money for children's education programs. And I'm happy to say we put one of these albums in his hands, and he's heard it, too. So,
what's really difficult about getting this music that was originally written for a jazz orchestra or for piano, what's really difficult about getting it onto the guitar fretboard?
Yeah, many of the songs, if they were written for the jazz orchestra or potentially for a piano or for somebody's voice, they get keyed into keys like B flat, A flat, E flat. And these are not super guitar keys,
no.
Really not super for any of the stringed instruments. So a lot of times what I would do is I would listen to it in the original key, right? And then I would have to figure out how I was going to play that, because I'm doing the bass in the thumb and I'm doing the melody in the fingers. And then I would have to learn it usually in a position of like A or C or D, something that's good for the guitar. And then I would find the key that I would actually sing it in and then put the capo on and learn it there. So it was usually a three-step process. And even just deciding the arrangements was interesting, because some of the songs had, I could find the original folios, the original sheet music, and I worked off of that. But then when you would listen to the most popular version of the song, say something that Mamie Smith sang, she often was not in the same key or singing the same lyrics, and the piano was playing a different set of chords, you know. So I took my arrangements in part from some of the original arrangements that were done for the sheet music, but then also filtered through the popular versions of the day. And there was one album that was very influential on the project, and that's that Louis Armstrong did an album of W.C. Handy songs, and I think it came out in the early 50s. And it's a really cool album. And that's definitely a jazz album. But his tempos and everything he did was quite different than the originals. So I listened to that stuff as well. You can still hear the original recordings of this stuff if you go onto YouTube. You look it up, and there are people who have videoed themselves placing the needle of a Victrola down onto a 78. And so you're watching a video of a 78.
I bet some of the originals might also be available in some of the Internet Archives or Dusta Digital or some of those other projects.
Some of it may be. You'd be surprised how hard it was in certain cases to find out who owned these original copyrights and things. I ended up having to pay nobody because all the songs are over 100 years old, and they've all gone into the public domain at this point.
Well, having taught a course in intellectual property in my previous life, I know how boring that can be for regular listeners. So let's switch back, John Shane, here and talk about this music, the arranging the music of W.C. Handy for guitar. If people want to see what you've done or learn how to do it or learn how to play some of the stuff, what suggestion do you have?
Well, I am now coming out with a book. It's being published by Mel Bay, and it's all of these arrangements that are on the album. I think that this thing is going to be available online this month. The book will be available not only on Mel Bay's website, but on Amazon and whatever. And then I'll be selling it through my website, too.
Well, I'm glad you raised your website, John. If people want to learn more about you and all the different music that you play with FJ Ventura and a bunch of the other crazy people you play with, how can they learn more about you?
Just go to johnshain.com, and that is spelled J-O-N-S-H-A-I-N.
Do you find that kids enjoy this kind of music?
I think that actually it appeals quite a lot to everybody because it's very toe-tapping stuff. Very, you know, you look at the titles of the songs on the album. Almost every one of them have the word blues in it. The Memphis Blues, the St. Louis Blues, the Beale Street Blues. But really, when people think about blues, they often think about sad songs. And Handy took a lot of these older songs and pepped them up, put really interesting ragtime-style changes to them, and there very many of them are quite fun. There's maybe a couple slow ones in that record, but most of them are upbeat toe-tappers and pretty entertaining. The folks back then didn't mess around with the lyrics. They were very clever.
Well, John, thank you so much for spending some time with us, and let's let the folks hear one more from your album.
Yeah, I think we're going to listen to the Beale Street Blues.
All right, here comes John Shane playing W.C. Handy's Beale Street Blues. Thanks again, John.
Yeah, thank you so much, Richard. It's been a great time.
I've gambled on the Bourse, the seven wonders of the world I've seen, and many are the places I have been. Take my advice, folks, see Beale Street first. You'll see pretty ladies in beautiful gowns. You'll see tailor-mades and hand-me-downs. You'll meet honest men and pickpockets skilled. You'll find business never closes till someone gets killed. If Beale Street could talk, if Beale Street could talk, married men would have to take their beds and walk. Except one or two who never drink booze, and the blind man on the corner with the Beale Street blues. I know I'd rather be here than any place I know. It's gonna take the sergeant for to make me go. I'm going to the river, here's a reason why. I'm going to the river, and here's a reason why. Because the river's wet and Beale Street's gone dry.
Tell we are switching moods here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. But first, let me thank John Shane again for appearing on the program. And he played three tunes from his 2017 record, Getting Handy with the Blues. The St. Louis Blues, written by W.C. Handy. Then the Deep River Blues, co-written by Eddie Green and WC's daughter Lucille Marie Handy. And then the last thing he just played was the Beale Street Blues, also written by WC Handy. One of the stations where you can hear Whiskey Before Breakfast is WVUD at the University of Delaware. And folks at the University of Delaware might associate this song with me because for 15 years, it was what was played when I was on stage during new student orientation. Yes, indeed. It is Speedy West and Jimmy Bryant doing The Truck Driver's Ride. Oh, another little personal note. This show is originating from the studios of WRCT Pittsburgh on July 27th, which happens to be my 69th birthday. So, I've done it before, I won't do it again. Here comes a classic from Hank Locklin.
Today has been my birthday, and tonight I should be glad. But you weren't here to share it, and inside I hurt so bad. I didn't want your presence, just your kiss and company, and your lips to softly whisper, "Happy birthday." I came home all by myself and lit the candles. Made a wish for you and love that used to be. I unwrapped the tiny package that I bought myself. Then I sang happy birthday. Sure you'd send me at least a birthday card, but the postman didn't even stop when he passed by my yard. You could have telephoned and eased a lot of misery. Instead, I called myself and said, "Happy birthday to you." Then I came home all by myself and lit the candle. Made a wish for you and love that used to be. I unwrapped the tiny package that I bought myself. Then I sang happy birthday.
Around here, but I care what she don't allow, I play my piano anyhow.
Moving around, I got fond memories. things were back then. The warmth of the neon when a bad storm was moving in. We'll listen to the opera in small cafe. When we stop to get a bite along the way. Whenever I hear the wheels begin to wind, it takes me back to another time. I got a real nice room with the radio and TV. This here motel living is the only life for me. And it looks like it'll be raining for quite some time. And mixed with the lightning is a glow from a neon sign. Opera at small cafe. When we stop to get a bite along the way. Whenever I hear the wheels begin to wind, it takes me back to another time. I've been driving all day, Lord, I sure could use some rest. There's a motel up ahead where I can unwind. 'Cause I sure love thunderstorms and neon signs. Lord, I sure love thunderstorms and neon signs.
Thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and the youngest dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound. No one could change my mind, but mama tried. One and only rebel child in a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, toward the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. One could steer me right. My mama tried, mama tried, mama tried to raise me better. But if we I denied, that leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. Daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes. Working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. One could steer me right. My mama tried, mama tried, mama tried to raise me. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried.
Like a man in love, sitting around
around, trying to figure out why you're letting me down. I travel over mountains, valleys too, trying to find me someone that looks like you. I don't know why they say you're just a flirt. Maybe you like to see me hurt. There's no more glow in the moon above to shine down on a man in love. If someday you get blue, call me up and I'll come to you. I won't come walking, I'll come flying. I'll be laughing and I won't be crying. I don't know why they say you're just a flirt. Maybe you like to see me hurt. There's no more glow in the moon above to shine down on a man in love.
I sure hope you're enjoying Whiskey Before Breakfast, the radio show, not the beverage. All right, what have you been listening to? Back at the beginning of the set, heard from Hank Lachlan doing Happy Birthday to Me. Did you know that Bill Anderson wrote that song? Well, he did. And yes, as the show originates from Pittsburgh, today is my birthday. How could I not play that? Then we heard from Bill Boyd's Cowboy Ramblers from back in 1935, doing Mama Don't Like No Music. And we stayed on the classic country side of the family with Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys doing Bring It On Down to My House, Honey, from 1936. Then let's see, what do we hear next? Oh, Wayne Hancock, one of my favorite songs from the summer of 1995, the title track to his record, Thunderstorms and Neon Signs. Yeah, great, great song. And who did we hear next? I looked through my notes. We heard Merle Haggard, Toby Keith, and Willie Nelson collaborating on Merle Haggard's Mama Tried. And then I snuck in an extra one, didn't I? Charlie Feathers from about 1958, I believe, and his original song, The Man in Love. It was recorded back on the Sun label. Well, so I'm looking at the clock on the computer here in the studio. It's almost time for the station break. But I'm going to let you hear one more instrumental track. This is from the early Mays, and it's Shaking Down the Acorns.
Thank you.
have said, this is the early Mays. Ellen Gozian and Emily Pinkerton, and they're joined here by Nicole Myers on the cello, and they're playing that old song, Shaking Down the Acorns. This is from their new EP, the early Mays, Prettiest Blue. Hey, it's time for our station break, but you all stay tuned because we'll have more great music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT. Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the second part of Whiskey Before Breakfast, and we're going to start off this portion of the show with a good old song from the 1990s, Pierce Pettis doing Hold On to That Heart.
Molly works on the children's ward, the ones that aren't gonna make it. She holds those little hands, says a prayer sometimes. She just can't take it. I lay me down to sleep, pray my soul to keep, if I die before I wake. She's slouching at the bar, she says some people are hard, look at me like I'm crazy. I say, hold on to that heart. Hold on to that love you know. Hold on to that heart. Molly, don't let it go. Picks up the telephone. She says, how you doing? He says, I'm all right. No, that's wrong. I'm getting through it. Used to have a wife. Used to have a life. Wasn't that long ago. She says, you're going through hell. I have been there myself. You can be strong, I know. You just hold on to that heart.
Hold on to that.
Hold on to that love, you know. Hold on to that heart. And boy, don't let it go. Don't let it go. Whatever is honest, whatever is true, whatever is loving lives in you. Well, think on these things and hold on. I saw you being born, and you'll probably see me die. In between those two points is so little time. I just hope you know Daddy loves you so. Though I'm not always there to hold you. When your world falls down and I'm not around, just remember what I told you. You must hold on to that heart.
Hold on to